The Netball Show with Flyhawk from the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. We are here in Birmingham for the 2022 Commonwealth Games. On this podcast, we're going to get the latest from England, hear from Susie Drain, and also have a word with a birthday girl, Neve Cooper.
From Birmingham, the Netball Show with Flyhawk.
Overall, we'll be pleased, and we should be, but a little bit of healthy dissatisfaction as well, so that keeps us spurred on into elevating that performance tomorrow.
Was that in quarter one by any chance?
To a degree, but I think it would be easy to get derailed, I guess, just by a few uncharacteristic missed shots from Joe and Helen. They're not rookies, they'll fix that up. They did it in a Jamaica series, and so I rue anyone who kind of wants to throw criticism at them. So if anything, it's just going to fuel them, I think, for a better performance tomorrow. Structured wise, I actually thought we were quite good, and you have to be disciplined to not get dragged into those shots. But I think Trinidad and Tobago defending units are brilliant because they disrupt attacking units, and in and around the circle they'll be prepared to go offside, they'll challenge every ball even if they can't quite get there, and I really respect that. But it means the whistle comes into the game and it slows the game down and it just takes the tempo out of the game. So for us it was around how can we play around that so that we can keep the game and the ball alive a little bit more, because we play off great energy. I think, you know, there were some great structures in and amongst some of those uncharacteristic missed shots, but you know, that's a tidy up that we know that we can call upon from those two, and didn't Elle and Sophie do well when they came on? So, you know, if we need to, we know we've got that on the bench. But I actually felt we need to, at this stage in the tournament, you don't drag people, you try and leave them out and fix some stuff. And structurally, there were some excellent partnerships and connections out there. So, yeah, overall, please.
You've got Malawi tomorrow. Do you know what they're going to be doing in their shooting end? Is that something you're going to be watching out for?
Yeah, well, we've tried to second guess it. We played them actually a few weeks ago over in South Africa, so they didn't have Kamwenda then, so we're well aware that I'm no doubt they'll want to try and put both her and Joyce in the circle. The good news is when you've got as many players as we have playing in Australia, that they've played against her quite a bit, and then we know Joyce pretty well. So I think we've done our homework as best we can, and it will be a very dynamic circle and a real challenge. Very different, I think, to today's circle, just in terms of stature. Harder to get round, you know, the strong Trinidad and Tobago players today, but grew into that defensively and were able to work that out quarter on quarter. Tomorrow, I think we need to be really selective about when we go on what, and don't get too caught up on chasing. You know, they've not had Kamwenda back in the team for a while, so our aim will be to try and expose that vulnerability in that partnership, but so respectful to the calibre and quality they've got down the end of the court.
Perfect, thank you.
Jess Jenny Sinclair hiding behind
nice
the mask.
Nice to see you.
Jess, you've had almost 3 years build up to this. How are you actually feeling now that it's arrived?
To be honest, I still can't quite believe it. It feels quite surreal. I guess with 3 years and two of them being COVID, it's felt strange, but we've been talking about this for a long time since I started the job, so it's actually lovely to just get over the starting line and kind of break that Commonwealth game seal a little bit. So it feels great.
Yeah. And is the role sort of unfolding as you expected? I mean, COVID aside, obviously.
I don't know what to expect, really. You know, I think we can be really pleased and proud of our journey so far. I think we've got to the starting line having unearthed more talent, more depth. I know there's been a lot of talk around that. We don't come here with just the seven that we're going to try and flog for the next 10 days. And we've exposed our players to a lot of international competition. That in itself doesn't give us a greater right to be successful in this tournament, but it's the best place we could put ourselves in. And then we've had a great 4 to 6 weeks where we've reintegrated the girls back in from SSN. So the connection and the environment and conditions that these girls create and maintain for themselves is excellent. And so I think, you know, they'll be really buoyed from today. They'll be happy to just get out in front of that home crowd. Played in a lot of empty stadiums and away from home. So, it was lovely to kind of hear that support today.
And how important was it for you to get all 10 players or 12 players on the court today?
Yeah, look, you don't really want to pre-plan too much, but you're also missing a trick if you don't think about the management of your squad over the tournament. So you have to kind of feel your way through a game. We were quite flexible and we have to be agile to the changes that we make. But I do think actually at the front end of a tournament and with the schedule that we've got, to be afforded the chance to get people out to feel it, to just run out some of those nerves, and most importantly to tactically connect in ways in which we know we need to do over the course of the next week or two, is really important. And we've got these back-to-back opportunities, and so we can really build off that, and we've learned things, and everyone now can own that performance. And I think everyone can say, I did this well and here's something I really want to fix up tomorrow. And we'll play tomorrow as we see it as well. So I think for the front end of the tournament, great we've been able to do it. It's a big tick, and great to get five debutants in Commonwealth Games out on a court and for them to manage themselves in the way they did. You know, I'm really proud of that, and I think we'll be stronger for that tomorrow.
And Lioness is obviously Euros final on Sunday, such a huge summer for women's sport. And do you feel the momentum from that?
Oh yeah, we've loved it because we've been in camp a long time, and so those match days have been a big moment in our calendar over the last couple of weeks. But yeah, I think it's that collective kind of unity around not just women's sport, but obviously with the Euros and with Super Sunday at the end of this tournament, with the hockey and the cricket and the netball, you know, it's really appetizing, isn't it, to kind of want to be part of that. So we've loved watching and supporting the Lionesses for sure, and it's been pretty inspirational, and we hope that we too can jump on that over the next few weeks when they hopefully win on Sunday, and then the rest of us here can continue that momentum for women's sport.
Congratulations, that was a pretty convincing win to start with. How did you feel out there?
Yeah, there were a lot of nerves, it's surprising. I know there's a few debutantes out there for the first Commonwealth Games, and there's a few that have been around for a while, like myself, and I think we're leaking a lot of energy there, just with nerves and anticipation and everything, but great to get out there. First quarter was obviously just finding our feet, and I think the interesting thing coming up against multi-events like this is playing the different styles, and it just takes a while to kind of build into your connections and your timing as well. And I feel like you're ready to go, and you go too early, or you don't go at all. But I think really nice just to get everyone out on court, build on the combinations, and just, yeah, sets the tone nicely.
And you did a formidable job at the Athletes ceremony last night. That was wonderful. How did you feel about it all?
Oh, what a phenomenal experience. I'm just so honoured that I not only got to represent, obviously, my team in Team England, but also netball as well. And how great is it to have sort of netball pride and place out there? And I think we had a lot of flag bearers, but I think we really stole the show at the opening ceremony. And yeah, it was a great honour there. And my team were right behind me. My heart was beating out of my chest. I was really, really nervous. And then someone told me today that it was like the air to about 1 billion people. And I'm like, I'm glad they told me that today and not yesterday. I would have melted on stage. But it was an absolute honour.
Where do you go from this game into your next game? What's your kind of schedule looking like?
Yeah, I think we set the tone nicely in terms of each day we kind of announce our starting seven the day before. We make sure we do our recovery and then we switch into building into the next team. So looking at what we're going to do. And I think each performance we put out there, we want to be building on that. So at the end of the day, that was our best performance. And then next tomorrow will hopefully be an even better performance. And I think it's important that we don't look too far ahead. We just take out anything that we want to work on from that game there and then making sure that we, ratify that in the next game.
What was the message from Jess after the first quarter?
After the first quarter, I think everyone was nervous. So it was just to kind of relax, find the timing, making sure we don't get caught on body. I think sometimes when you're watching and trying to find the timing, you get caught just stuck doing nothing. So get our feet moving. Sonia was great in terms of, for us defensively, just keep active in there and try and create some catalysts. So if we get someone chasing down a ball, then we can be a snowball off the back of that.
Obviously the queen of medals, how do you cope with the kind of the build-up, because you've been through it so many times? Is it just take every games as a new games, or is there kind of a, in your mind you think, I've won before, I can do it again?
I love this. I absolutely thrive off the nerves that I feel in every game. Whether I'm playing at a Commonwealth Games or a school game, I get nervous. And I think if I didn't have those nerves, I'd be very worried. And so I think really, really important, and I reiterate that as an experienced player within the team, that you have to focus on each game as it comes. You have to prepare for each game like it is a final. You have to make sure that you recover properly afterwards and then turn your focus. And I think the most important thing is that you enjoy every step of the way. And as I said before, if you focus too much on the end result, then you're not going to enjoy the journey.
Where'd you keep the medals? Because you must need a big draw now.
Well, because I live in Australia, I keep them hidden away. I've seen the last one that we had, but Mum's probably the best place for me to be able to sort of display a lot of my merchandise that I've collected over the years, my pins, my medals, and also my kit as well. So Mum's got a bit of a hall of fame at home for her.
Stacey, congratulations. How does it feel to be home?
It's amazing. Yeah, just an absolute dream. I feel like life has been a whirlwind the past few weeks, but to be able to have finally got back home, to have started the competition, is amazing. Home games is a once in a lifetime opportunity, but to be born and bred in Birmingham and be able to be finishing my career here is an absolute dream.
Yeah, and a wonderful wonderful hit out by all the players on court?
Yeah, absolutely. We really believe that our strength is in our depth. We want everyone to be able to come on and to change the game and to add their point of difference, which I think that they did. Yeah, we have a really diverse group and a unique style, and I think it will continue to develop as the competition goes on.
Yeah, and with Sarah coaching at Scotland, how's the rivalry in the household?
Well, I saw my phone ringing in the changing room at about 11:30, so I'm not sure that she's 100% aware that we started and we opened the competition, so I'll get back to her afterwards. I do know, however, that they open their campaign tomorrow against the Diamonds, so that'll be a real challenge for them. But yeah, it's just a brilliant opportunity for the both of us. I know Sarah's really excited to be on the coaching bench, and Scotland are really moving forward with their game as well, so it'll be a really good contest for them tomorrow against number one in the world. Hello!
I'm Sasha from the Netball Show.
Oh, hello! Yeah. You're smaller in real life.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, how did you find the opening ceremony?
It was incredible. Yeah, there's always kind of that question mark in the back of your mind whether you should go, if it expends too much energy, but I think it's such a huge occasion, and we're, you know, really proud to be a sport that gets to participate in the Commonwealth Games, and we were really glad to be there, and even more so to watch Diva, who read their oath on behalf of all the athletes for the whole Commonwealth Games, which is just incredible. I think a real testament to the character that she is, and also the amount that she's achieved in her career and that she continues to achieve as well.
Yeah, oh my gosh, absolutely. And being a Brummie, I'm also a Brummie. How did you feel with all the throws that they had to Birmingham and the culture and the history of our city?
It was incredible. Like, I honestly wish that we could have seen more, because we were kind of being held out of the back. But yeah, it's just so proud. Like, just all the things that you harp on about to everyone else that they have no idea about. Like, you know, the ball ring, Brindley Place, the Venice, more canals than Venice. Yeah, it's just, I think we are so proud to be from Birmingham, and I think the opening ceremony was a really fantastic start to what we had to offer as a region, and I think we'll continue to do the competition proud and hopefully show that it will really open and friendly region, and that the games are going to be fantastic.
From Birmingham, the Netball Show with Flyhawk.
The English crowd was behind Barbados today. Do you expect that throughout the whole tournament, that you might get a bit of curry from the English fans?
I think you want to support the other nations as well. You know, certainly when we step up in those bigger games, I don't think we'll have a huge amount of favour on our side, but I think there's a huge amount of respect for the game of netball as well. So I think when there's good plays, I think it'll be acknowledged, but, you know, certainly when the heat's on, I think there'll be that home parochial crowd, which, you know, we also come here because you want to thrive in those environments. So, yeah, it'll be a bit of fun.
All right, Kira, so just tell me, how did you find that first game?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of us had a lot of nerves. I definitely was very nervous. We don't know, you know, what Barbados was going to put out there, and they really did put up a really strong fight, and we're really proud of them and to play against them. But yeah, it was really good to just get the cobwebs blown out.
Yeah. And majority of your players took to the court today. So how important is it to settle the nerves, begin the competition, and yeah, your first Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly it. Most of us actually are at our first Commonwealth Games, so there is a lot of nerves and excitement about it, and just getting out there, running on court, feeling that feeling of a Commonwealth game, actual game, but really important for all of us just to get out there, test a few different combinations. We do have a few hard matches in our pool, so yeah, very important.
And how are you finding being in England from the travel, and how is the adjustment and, you know, jet lag and all of that?
Yeah, we've been lucky to be here for just over a week now. We obviously have a lot of, I guess, processes in place to counteract the jet lag. And we were really excited to come over a week early, and we've stayed in Manchester, which is really nice. And I just think we're excited that the actual games have started now, and, you know, putting all that training into practice, the girls are really eager to get out there.
Such a massive build-up, isn't it? So now the games have begun. What are you going to be doing this evening, afternoon, before your next game?
First of all, it's ice bathing, making sure that we get our muscles in the ice and relax and recover. But for a lot of us, it'll be just getting a lot of food into us, resting, recovering, a lot of sleep. We go again against Scotland tomorrow, which will also be a really tough game, but we are very excited.
From Birmingham, the Netball Show with Flyhawk.
Really entertaining, and actually, you know, we went out wanting to play really well in the first, we want to take each quarter at a time, played well in the first, played well in the last, they came out in the second, different combination, they changed their style of play, and we want to make sure that we adapt to that and we go again ready for Sunday, because we know it's going to be a big game and Scotland will do that. Every team are going to do that when we really challenge each quarter.
Yet another game on the tally.
Yes.
Take it one by one.
One by one, quarter by quarter, I think is the big message for us. And it's not about the outcome before we've even stepped onto the court. It's all about process. Every single game is about process for us. We're looking for a certain number of wins so that we can place in a certain position. And we know we're only going to do that by process, 15 minutes at a time. And we've got a squad that can actually change games each 15 minutes. So that, you know, that's fantastic for us.
And no more than that game at the weekend.
No, I know. Back in the game back in Wales, you're talking about. Yeah, the two games in. And, you know, the progress made overnight was fantastic for us. Again, that was 15 minutes, process, but yet still more to come.
What's that like between now and the game at the weekend? What kind of prep do you do for it? And is it all pretty full on?
Yeah, so we've got a training session tomorrow and we've got some analysis. But, you know, we've been doing that in our prep work that we've been doing in this kind of period of play that we've all been in training together. So important for us to put exactly what we've been training for into practice in our last training session tomorrow ahead of Sunday's session. We'll have a run out on Sunday morning as well, ready for that game. And then we go a game off, and then we've got three more big games to go until our classification.
And 100 plus, it just keeps on building.
Yeah, but every one game at a time. That's what we say. As we say to the team, one game by one, you know, quarter by quarter, a game at a time. And that's all you should be looking ahead.
First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I got you a cake, but I couldn't get it past security.
Oh, I don't believe you.
What was said by Elaine at half time? Because she must have had that extra little bit of kick.
Yeah, I think at halftime, ultimately, she just said to us that we had to just try and relax into the game and stick to our principles. I think a lot of us were quite overwhelmed by the experience of it all, and it was just trying to work on things that we're going to bring into the next few games, which we think are winnable games.
But there were some really nice passages of play throughout the game, I would say.
Absolutely, there were some passages of play where we stuck to what we wanted to work on, and it worked really well. So going into the next day, we've got a day to train. We're going to work on a few of those things. We're going to try and tighten them down. And then when it comes into Sunday against Malawi, hopefully we'll be able to push through and take a win.
It was really nice. That great atmosphere, obviously, celebrating your birthday at one court as well. Did you feel that? I mean, I can see you've got a...
Yeah. Look, I feel like the luckiest girl in the world, you know. I mean, I've got 12 people who have to stay with me in the hotel and celebrate. They've absolutely no choice. They can't go anywhere else. So it's a great experience, you know. Turning 30 is one thing, but being able to do it at a Commonwealth Games is another. So I'm just absolutely blown away.
What about next match?
Next match, Malawi, Sunday. I can't remember what time it is on Sunday, but it's on Sunday. We have a little bit of revenge against Malawi from the World Cup, so we want to go out there and hit them hard.
All good, Niamh. Thanks a lot, and happy
Thanks,
birthday
Andy.
Again.
Thanks, Andy. Good to see you.
We're back with our daily podcasts here from Birmingham for the 2022 Commonwealth Games. Do join us if you can. Lots more special guests and interviews over the time. And if you come in, leave a little bit of extra time ahead of the actual game to pass through security.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.